Welcome to Make Ready with the Experts, your go-to podcast from Make Ready TV. I'm your host, Fernando Coelho. Sit back and enjoy as we delve into the gun world and talk with experts in their given fields of expertise. This is Fernando. I'm at Make Ready TV, and I am with Dutch, Chris Moyer at Sawmill. And we have some stuff to talk about. Dutch.
Fernando.
Last time I saw you, we were at the house having bourbon and cigars.
That's preposterous.
And we were working on the War Dog documentary.
Also and true.
That was you.
That was me.
That was you. I had pictures. And here we are now in upstate South Carolina in Laurens, and we're at Sawmill. How do we get here?
Usually by car.
I did drive. Okay. I did drive.
The Sawmill. So it's sawmill. It's not sawmill. Two words, it's one word.
Sawmill. In New York, it's sawmill, like the Sawmill River Parkway.
Tactical Training Complex,
sawmill,
right?
The parkway.
Laurens, South Carolina. What'd you say, in the foothills of the Appalachians?
No, I said the upstate. This is the upstate.
Technically, it is the foothills of the Appalachians.
Is it really?
Yeah, ask my bushcraft guy. Yep.
And he said not to talk to you, though.
Just a couple hours north of here is Asheville.
In another state, though.
Right. Well,
now, if not you getting go to North Carolina.
Farther west, you know, you're still in the...
Okay, well.
So I see geography slipped from you when you went to government schools.
I don't even remember coming to that.
How do we get here? How did I get here? Jeez.
Yes.
Job opportunity from Steve Brown. He's the owner of the Sawmill, longtime helicopter pilot for Special Operations Command. You know, he said, hey, we are going through a couple changes. We want a new operations sergeant major, basically, or a training guy. We know you're on the road a lot. We don't want you to lose your identity because I am DCM. I'm the owner-operator of DCM Consulting. So we don't want you to lose your identity, but could you come on over, help us? You know, we talked about what kind of compensation that would look like and come on, be part of the family. So here I am. So
outstanding. So... tell me about the facility itself. For someone that hasn't been here to the facility, give me a quick walkthrough of what this place is like.
Yeah, 250 plus acres. How many bays do we have? Gosh, 8-9 bays maybe. For small arms, we have a full-blown obstacle course. We actually have two obstacle courses, one smaller, one larger. Technically an area where we can do some driving, J-turns, stuff like that. We have two superstructures, one minor, one major. One's four stories tall, pretty much. 1,280 meter long range, so 1,400 yards, give or take. Not quite a mile, but close. Helicopter landing zone, helicopter pickup zone would be the same. You could even drop parachutists here if you wanted to. It's a small DZ up on top of the hill where there used to be an old homestead. We are bordered by a small river, so you could technically do some water ops there if you wanted to. It's really, there's a large amount of stuff to do here. We've created a bushcraft school. We have tier level one instruction. We're beginning to build out a whole training program. So what we'd like to see in the near future is the Sawmill Tactical Training Complex training program. So we'll have numerous 1099 instructors come here from various special operations backgrounds and law enforcement and come and, you know, through a rotation, through a stable, if you will, and train all kinds of civilians. We already train military folks and law enforcement. We are the host to Warrior Women, Red Letter Project, the Female Officer Survival School. So a lot of female stuff comes here. We host the Catawba County SWAT guys, Anderson County SWAT. We do every quarter a military LEO development program, which is free. We have steel to shoot. We have paper to shoot. We have cars to shoot if we want them. Last year, we started the Laurens County EMS extravaganza, if you will. Everybody from Laurens came and surrounding counties came here, and we put on a fantastic thing for them. We had burning cars, we had bodies out in the middle of the street. We had like an area where there was a mass casualty thing. We had bad weather thing come through. Again, quotes, training. So we had a bunch of EMS and fire folks coming in. We had numerous helicopters. The Sentinel Foundation is coming here. That's Tim Tebow's thing. Helicopter here for that. Navy SEAL Future Foundation, Troops Direct. Oh man. And then the different organizations that are tactical game type of orientation, proving grounds, tactical games, run and gun, over and over then come out here and work the land really is what you're doing. You're just working the land.
Outstanding. That's actually a lot of stuff going on over here. That's really
cool. There's a lot of stuff going on. I just got on board in August, but everyone's telling me that the calendar is getting fuller and fuller every year. So, and I personally think the 24 will be a good year, but 25 should be the breakout year. That's when the pro shop that we're in right now is going to have a full-time employee. That's when the pro shop is going to have online sales. That's when the pro shop is going to have its own social media identity. It's when we're going to have more open range days. We're going to have more civilians coming in to do work here. I mean, I really think that's the future anyway. More corporate junkets. Michelin just called the other day. We're going to have them come up and do some stuff. BMW, North American Rescue. Come on. It's limitless. To a degree, it's limitless, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we have a lodge that's capable of housing 48 people. We have a full kitchen. It's a good time. It's a good place to bring your... Okay, just recently we brought a church group in. Over 50 people. They broke down the teams, spent 2 days working here. Just a great team building atmosphere. Work hard, have a fire, whether it's fellowship in the respect of the church group or whether it's team building as far as any kind of corporate entity wants. Certainly do that. Sit around a fire, talk about it, enjoy each other, enjoy the time, talk about team building, and then the next morning do it again. We often do that. So it's always a good time to bring people here.
So that's a good tie-in for something I wanted to ask you. The church folks that came here. So most people will get the misconception that this is more of a tier one training facility and you need to have a serious skill set before you can come here. But that's the opposite of the truth.
No, that's a good question. And without a doubt, we do teach law enforcement military. We have the 7th Special Forces Group coming this year. Ranger Battalions coming this year. Marines have come back here in the past. Yes, that's all true. But don't be intimidated, right? Mike Nelson and his church guys came. We're doing another church group. You're coming up soon. But it's a great facility just to come, enjoy whatever program you want. We could do a turnkey program. They can show up and say, hey, will you do it for us? And we could do it for them. Or they can come with their own stuff. We could just scrub through it. Hey, this is what we can do. We can't do that. We can't do this. You know, this is not safe. This is way safe. Whatever it might be. And then go on from there. But yeah, that's one of the things we want to cultivate, what you just said. We want people to know, and we have issues, we have challenges, I get it. We want site optimization, we want more advertising, we want to put billboards out there on the highway. Pantheon is a great way to start getting people to notice the sawmill, but yes, we don't want it to be a place where, oh, I can't go there. Only cops go there, only Army people go there, only Marines go there. No, not at all. Matter of fact, It's way more friendly than that. Way more. We cater to all kinds of folks. You know, me personally, I'm doing 16 classes this year. So, and it runs the gamut from basic to advanced, to honoring our fallen and bullets and bourbon. We do that, you know, to couples therapy where we bring husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend together. How would you react in a tactical situation at your local battlefield? What is that battlefield? Target, Walmart, Starbucks, active shooter, could it be here, could it be there? Are you talking to your spouse correctly? Can you give, you know, hey Susie, can you give Dave a tourniquet, a proper tourniquet on his arm after he gets shot? You know, can you take over and call 911? Can you offer cover to him when you have to move to the car for safety? And we also want to build a program that includes the whole family. You know, does your 8-year-old or 10-year-old fire a 5.56 carbine? Probably not. That's fine. But should your 8 or 10-year-old understand what it's like to take orders from your mother who's under duress, who has to shoot back at somebody who's shooting at her? Hey, Jimmy, can you grab the orange go bag that has all the nightmare scenario stuff in it? It's got water in it. It's got food in it. It's got ammunition in it. It's got a radio in it. It has stuff that you absolutely have to have for that moment.
That makes total sense. And that actually is an ideal class to be able to offer. That's really cool. And I love that couples therapy. It's a great play on words. And it's also a great class because that is something that should be done. And I haven't seen anyone else doing that.
Yeah, we did this before. And I actually poo-pooed the idea. And it, when it came to fruition, it turned out to be awesome. Everybody loved it. It was one of our best classes, period. How do you react in a car when you get stopped at a roadblock? How do you shoot, move, and communicate with your spouse during the whole entire situation? Right. And it's really cool. Does it not only bring you together as a couple? One of the couples talk smack on each other as one shot better than the other. Well, this time, the other shot better. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was a, it was a really good class. Eye-opening, and then it's eye-opening for the students. It's eye-opening for us, too. It's a lot of fun.
That is cool. So from what I'm hearing, everything is available here. More is being added as time goes on. But for the most basic novice who's just getting into concealed carry or just getting a firearm, they can still come here too and get basic classes.
We have a South Carolina SLED approved concealed carry program here, super basic. And we have basic classes that I give, basic classes that we have farmed out from another guy given to. So yes, we have basic pistol and basic rifle classes all the way up into long range classes, detailed long range stuff. And we have tactical classes, of course. Let's put quotes around tactical. What makes sense to somebody walking around? Do we walk around the streets with a carbine, you know, strapped on my back? No, you know, that's not happening. But should you need to grab that rifle and use it, we certainly offer classes on how to use that thing under duress. Evolutionary Gunfighter Program, we do this stuff all the time, and it's we make them do things under duress. Mm-hmm. So whether it's heart rate or whether it's scenario-based duress, whatever. It makes them think openly, open their minds and think while they do the marksmanship.
That's outstanding. And what I really like about the facility is the location. It is really easy to get to. I'm coming up from our studio down in right outside of Columbia in South Carolina, and it's an hour and a half. I am here. We are in the upstate region, northern part of South Carolina right now in Lawrence. And it's really a hop, skip, and a jump from many locations. And people can also fly in. And since you have sleeping accommodations, it does make it really easy for people to come in here and be here a couple of days.
This is really cool. Indeed. Yeah, it really does.
So I am really happy to be here. I'm really happy to be able to have Dutch tell you what this facility is like. It's the best kept secret, honestly. And we need to change that. We want more people knowing about this facility. We need more people knowing about what they can come here for. And equally important, come here, see Dutch, find out what they offer. There's lots of stuff available. Hell, there's so much stuff here from what you're describing. Someone could come here four times in a year and take a different class every time and still not cover everything.
We get repeat offenders from Northern Georgia, all over the place, Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia itself. We get repeat offenders all the time coming through.
And don't forget, you're coming from a distance, there's sleeping accommodations here. There's separate rooms with their own bathrooms. You have accommodations for being able to prepare your food. You can go out and get food. And equally important, when you come out here, don't let Dutch charge you for his autograph. He charged me. I paid him $10 for it. And I'm finding out from other people they got it for free. It's just a little bit messed up. I don't appreciate that, Dutch. I mean, you said it was valuable. What the hell?
It's for her.
Oh, I got it. You're a good dog. That's it from Make Ready TV. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, y'all.
Be sure to visit makeready.tv and subscribe today. You'll have access to all our exclusive videos streaming to you on any device, anywhere, anytime.